The 10 Republicans who signed papers claiming to be Wisconsin's slate of electors for Donald Trump in 2020 reached a settlement last week in a civil lawsuit against them. In the filing, they admitted their actions were organized as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 election results. They affirmed that Joe Biden won the election here in Wisconsin. The lawsuit remains ongoing against two attorneys who helped organize the so-called false elector strategy, Jim Troupas and Kenneth Cheesebro. Last week, CNN reported that Cheesebro is cooperating with the Wisconsin Attorney General's office as it investigates potential criminal charges in the false elector case. Now, those false electors haven't faced any criminal charges in Wisconsin. The State Department of Justice has yet to confirm or deny any such criminal investigation. Democrats, including Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, have called on one of those Republicans, Bob Spindell, to be removed from his role on Wisconsin State Elections Commission. We're catching up on all these moving parts in the elector saga and what it means for presidential elections here in the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What did you think of this civil lawsuit settlement and the admission of Biden's victory here in the state by the 10 Republicans who signed on to this document? Do you think there should be consequences? We've seen charges filed in some other states in similar situations. Should that happen in Wisconsin as well? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science, an associate dean in the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about the stakes in this whole false elector thing. The Republicans who signed these documents themselves have said since then, I think many times, we were just signing this in case courts changed the outcome of the election in Wisconsin based on ongoing lawsuits and recounts and what have you. But Wisconsin and other states, these so-called alternate slates of electors were part of a scheme to present those to Vice President Pence and say, hold on, we've got two different slates of electors. Stop the presses. We can't count these votes. Can you talk about the importance of this part of the 2020 election story?
So as you said, originally when we are a few days out from the November 2020 election, there was talk of voter fraud, none of which has ever been shown to actually have happened, but there was talk of voter fraud and very close elections in Wisconsin. It was, you know, around 20,000 votes. And so at that time, what happened was Republicans in several states were encouraged by the Trump administration and some of their attorneys to come up with a plan to have these alternate slates of electors as a way to be at the ready, so to speak, should they need to convene and go forward with their vote in support of President Trump. But what happened was that as time went on, it was determined that, first of all, again, there was no evidence of widespread fraud. And even some of the legal arguments that were underpinning why these alternate slates of electors might be allowable were determined to be not appropriate by the Trump White House counsel and Trump attorneys themselves. So fairly early on, it became more than just this, what we might do in case, to a larger movement to present to Vice President Trump, I'm sorry, Vice President Pence, when it came time to actually do the counting of the votes and the opening of the electoral votes, to then have for him, in front of him, alternate slates of electors that they were hopeful he would then acknowledge as the legitimate slate of electors in these seven states.
Now, we've seen some states where there are charges filed against their equivalents, people who signed similar documents, Georgia, Nevada, I think is the most recent one. The thing I opened up here with, Susan, was a civil lawsuit filed by a left-leaning, a Democratic-leaning law group. What do you make of this civil lawsuit and this agreement by the people who signed this elector, this non-legitimate elector document to say, yeah, it was a mistake, Biden won?
Right. So charges have been filed against these fake electors in Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. In Pennsylvania, New Mexico, they added a caveat. Mm-hmm. The fake electors added a caveat that said something to the effect of, should Biden be determined to be the legitimate winner of our state, then we withdraw our claims. And that was, I think, a legal maneuver on their part. But you're right, in Wisconsin, it was different. In Wisconsin, what we saw were two Democratic electors and then a Democratic voter, a citizen of the state of Wisconsin, who filed their lawsuit arguing that the electors, and amongst other things, in meeting at the Capitol, had unlawfully used public resources, that they had acted as public officials when in fact they weren't. And so what we saw then was this settlement, as you indicated. Originally, the suit had asked for monetary damages, and that is still in discussion, but there's been nothing to indicate that there would be monetary damages. And so Wisconsin is unique in that regard.
Now, it's 2023. We've got another presidential election just ongoing right now, in effect. Is it worthwhile? Is it important for us to look back at this particular 2020 effort and try to have some form of accountability, whether that's in a civil suit, as we've seen here in Wisconsin, or criminal charges, as in other states? Why look back now?
Well, I mean, I think that it's important to look back because in the case where criminal charges were filed, and some would argue in all of the states because the actions were similar, that there were illegal conspiracies, there was false paperwork that was filed. This was not a few people off on their own coming up with ideas. This was a coordinated effort to change the outcome of the election. And it's wrapped up in the January 6th investigations. It's wrapped up in other ongoing investigations. So we shouldn't take a blind eye just because it seems sort of farcical when you think about it on its face as far as its legality.
We're talking to UW-Whitewater political science professor Susan Johnson about Wisconsin's so-called fake electors reaching a settlement in a lawsuit against them here in the state, and where investigations into the case could go from here and why it matters. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see charges filed against this slate that presented themselves as electors, at least in this one document? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation with Susan Johnson, political science professor at UW-Whitewater, with us today to talk about the so-called false elector scheme here in Wisconsin. There was a civil lawsuit settlement, the potential for a criminal investigation. CNN reporting suggests that such a thing may be going on here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's attorney general not tipping his hand one way or the other. You could join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Susan, this civil lawsuit still going on for a couple of the attorneys involved, as we've mentioned, Ken Cheesbrough, Jim Troupas. Cheesbrough, CNN reports, cooperating with the states, with Wisconsin's attorney general, who, again, not saying he's doing anything. These attorneys also facing charges elsewhere in the country. Now, apart from the people who signed these electoral documents themselves, what are you watching for with some of the attorneys who helped coordinate this effort?
Well, Cheesbrough, as you mentioned, he was charged in the Georgia conspiracy and pled guilty to a felony count of filing false documents. And obviously, he is concerned in self-preservation, let's say. And so I wasn't surprised to see that he is cooperating in Wisconsin with the investigation. There's probably an expectation in his plea deal, not necessarily officially, that he's cooperating with Wisconsin, but certainly this idea that he should be cooperative in these other areas. He also wants to not be charged in Wisconsin and in other states where he has been involved. So I'm not at all surprised that he is participating in talks with leaders in Wisconsin.
Let's bring on a caller. Willem is with us in Colfax. Willem, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, like, if I'm trying to commit voter fraud, it's a crime. Is it the difference between me committing a crime and them committing a crime is that they have more lawyers and more money? I mean, this is months after the election. 60 lawsuits were thrown out for lack of evidence. His attorney general told him that he didn't win the election. They knew that he didn't win the election. So why isn't this a simple case of, you know, guilty of voter fraud and either jail or massive monetary? Because this is a, you know, an attack on our democracy.
Willem, thanks a lot for the call. Susan, is it as cut and dry to say this is equivalent to voter fraud? Again, the so-called false electors said, here's the reason we did it. It wasn't fraudulent intent would be their argument.
If you have a single person and you're looking at voter fraud, it's easier to bring charges. I think in this case, for context, the indictments in Nevada and in Michigan were fairly recent. And then the Georgia charges are all within, you know, the last few months or so. So if Wisconsin is investigating, it's likely that they're looking at all 10 electors and the attorneys and building a case. So it takes more time to do the investigating. And if in fact that's happening, that's what I assume the delay is.
Willem, thanks for the call. Crash is with us now in Milwaukee. Crash, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up?
Well, I just want to come at it from an independent perspective. I am neither a Republican nor am I a Democrat, but I absolutely am in favor of pursuing charges against these people. And the reason why is I feel like something really un-American is going on. I feel like we are in the middle of a development of a political class that gets to operate by their own rules. And I don't think that's good for our democracy or for our society at large. And if people commit these sort of conspiracies, they need to be held accountable, regardless of which party is in power and regardless of which party is guilty.
Crash, thanks a lot for the call. Susan, Crash, pointing toward the stakes is easy to calmly talk about. Will people be charged or not? But the outcome, if people had taken these so-called alternate electors seriously, could have been really big for the country.
Right. I mean, I think that when earlier I mentioned that we shouldn't just, because it sounds, I use, you know, farcical, these attempts, and early on, many people dismiss them as that. I think that when you step back and you consider that this was a coordinated effort across several different states that was started in the White House, I think that the gravity is evident.
Thanks for that call. Susan, in just our last few moments, I mean, this is all happening, as I mentioned at the outset, as we head toward 2024 and the presidential election cycle. Do these charges, does looking back at 2020 risk being crowded out in the public attention because there's a whole new election happening?
Well, I mean, I think in regard to some of these items with fake electors and other things, I think that local and state officials are going to be a lot more careful because we're seeing a lot of folks being prosecuted for crimes that I don't know when they started, they realized the gravity of them. I think that people are going to be more aware of the gravity, and that gives me some comfort thinking moving forward.
Susan, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
Happy always join you.
Susan Johnson is Associate Professor of Political Science and Associate Dean in the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater. She was with us today to talk about the latest legal cases involving fake presidential electors here in Wisconsin.